Talking today with Mark Hodges from Plains Grains, the 2017 winter wheat crops in the ground, midwinter, Mark. It's been an interesting growing season in that it looked really promising as we started, especially the early planting, to try to get some wheat pasture.
Yeah, you know, is this Groundhog Day? You know, it's almost an instant replay. If you go back last two or three years, we got a really good stand in most cases in the fall. And then once we got that stand, we really didn't get any more moisture up until either at harvest, unfortunately, in some years, or right before harvest, which last year really benefited us a lot. So there are some similarities there. We had some later planted wheat this year that probably didn't have as much growth as what we would have liked to have seen. And then we had some that was planted, you know, either early or on time, quote unquote, that had some pretty good growth on it. The only downside to that I see or have heard of, I have had producers tell me that, you know, they got a good secondary root system and good tillering, which they turn cattle out, which normally would bode well for grazing. But they've also told me that the cattle are pulling some of those plants up, which tells me that secondary root system, while there, is not deep enough to anchor the plant in good, mm-hmm. which, again, doesn't bode well for the kind of dry weather and quote-unquote drought we've been into here recently about what the potential might be.
What USDA did kind of signal we've had more grazing this year in the last couple of years.
Yes, and, you know, we've seen a lot of that. I'm sure that's related a lot to the price of the grain versus what the forage can make them on livestock. Of course, cattle have been down a little bit recently. They've come back, but there's a lot of factors in there. But, yeah, it'd be pretty hard to convince a producer if the current prices would hold that they couldn't make more money on the cattle than they could the grain. So,
I mean, what the out-of-pocket costs, as we've talked about, are signaling we're in the red right now as far as most of these acres of wheat.
It is. Of course, $3.50 a bushel. We're, you know, dollar and a half below the cost of production, and that's if we get an average yield. So if we don't get an average yield, let's say we had half of an average yield, obviously the 25% of break even, and when we talk about break even, we're talking about the money they take out of their pocket. That's no returns to land or labor or any of that. So, you know, it is critical, and those producers have critical decisions to make really within the next 30 to 60 days about, you know, top dress fertilizer, fungicides, herbicides, those kind of things, and looking at what the price is and can they get a return on that. And, of course, on the positive side, I'd say, again, look at last year, and it's a testament to what can happen if you get those perfect, quote-unquote, grain fill weather conditions, what kind of crop you can produce, even though it might look a little bleak up until that point.
Yeah. Normally, you know, we kind of – don't see a lot of change in the condition of the crop over the winter months. This year, though, from that end of November to 1st of January report, that monthly report showed a big drop off in the condition. We're looking at some rain this weekend. How important is it that we get some good moisture here, this kind of midwinter storm?
Oh, it's extremely important. And again, we need it. Not only for that moisture to be in the profile when the plant takes off again, but whatever root development we can get between now and when it starts to warm up and the plant, you know, really takes off, is going to be extremely important. So it's important we get the moisture now, just to build a little bit of a profile there to take us through. And again, you mentioned the drop in the conditions. That really cold weather we had, again, concerns me a little bit from the standpoint of the shallow root system getting as cold as it did. Just it's fortunate that cold spell didn't last any longer than it did, or I'd really be concerned. But it will be interesting when the plant breaks dormancy, because right now you see a lot of those burn back leaves, and so it'll come back, but we'll just see how much damage it did, if any.
So we may have had some I guess, kind of winter chill or that freeze damage that we maybe wouldn't normally expect to see.
Yeah, and I'm not saying we do have damage. I'm just saying that we have such a shallow root system in a lot of cases that I am concerned. And it was extremely dry and it was under drought conditions. So I am a little concerned that we may see a little damage in the spring. And, again, we may not, but it concerns me a little.
As far as, you know, looking ahead, with this moisture we're getting this weekend, that kind of sets us that probably puts us in pretty good shape until we break dormancy. And then obviously we've got to have some February, March rains.
It would. And if we can get what's predicted, the totals that's predicted, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape until it breaks dormancy. And it is, again, I can't emphasize enough, the earlier we can get that moisture and get some in the profile for storage so that when we get those warm days and those plants start taking off, it's got some moisture to work with.